Wow, what a great theme song.
Wow, wow, wow. It's back. Can you believe it's back? And I really got to put it in.
Yeah.
That's the pressure on you, Doobie. Hello and welcome to the, I'm not even going to give you a date, but it's the 171st podcast sometime in early June.
We've had a busy week ahead.
This week, my name is Prince Eric. I will pause for applause. On my right of the circular table is Ariel, the Little Mermaid herself. On my left is the cute little guy, Flounder.
Okay. I don't remember, like, Flounder, I don't, does he have a catchphrase or anything?
I'm not a guppy.
No, everybody, yeah.
Oh, I see. It's been a very long time since I've seen this movie.
And it's a great movie. And, of course, across from me is Flotsam.
I feel like I'm one half of a whole.
Do you remember the parade costumes, the Flotsam and Jetsam?
Well, see, when I think of Prince Eric, though, I just think of his wonderful choreography in Fantasmic, where he just shows his booty to the audience.
In your imagination,
like he just stands there.
Does he get paid less than everyone else? Because like the prince has to like lift. Snow.
Well, yeah, but Prince Eric just stands and shows his...
Doesn't he have to cover with that thing?
I'm not sure.
We're never getting that clean rating.
On the Mark Twain, doesn't he have to put that thing over her head so she doesn't get burned?
He has to assist the Ariel in staying safe.
Or whatever the tugboat's called on this coast.
Yes.
And the four of us make up the Laughing Place podcast. In case you didn't know, I'm Doobie Mosley. The one on the right, Ariel, was Rebecca Mosley.
Hello.
The one on the left...
was the captain.
Flounder was Captain John.
This is your left. That's your right.
And Jetsam was Fanboy.
Yo.
Is that B-O-Y or B-O-I?
B-O-Y.
Okay.
B-O-Y. I don't know where B-O-Y came from.
I don't know. It's pretty common now, though.
Yeah.
It's like the insult.
You know who was a big fan of B-O-I?
Who?
Doug. He used it all the time. He thought it was, like, cool.
It probably was when he used it.
Yeah, but...
He's like five banana splits old.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Doug. We need to have him come sit in on the podcast again.
Well, remember when he was like Queen Clary? No!
What a flashback there.
Podcast at laughingplace.com. Post a message on the discussion boards. And this just in, 866-718-9408. It works. And you will have voicemail today because I keep my word. And if I don't, this gets edited out, so it doesn't really matter.
Wait. So you kept your word. Yeah, we still have the resort.
We have voicemail. Soon we will have our sound effects, but we will have voicemail. That's the key. And a theme song.
Okay.
Theoretically. So... apparently, the news has come out that Universal Studios has a buyer, Universal Orlando.
Yeah.
And that buyer is?
NBC Universal.
Yeah.
Huh?
You remember the whole thing where they sell it? Yeah. Comcast, Universal's going to buy them.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to buy the other half.
Hmm.
So Disney will no longer be in the running to own Universal Studios.
That's very interesting.
Give it a few.
For now. Which makes sense since they're going to improve Spider-Man. They're actually putting money into it. It makes sense that they retain it.
Yeah. Well, you know, they. What I'm curious is to, because are they going to spend that money to buy Universal, as ironic as that is, and then not next week they have to buy the Olympics. So, do you think maybe they won't go for the Olympics because they're spending $1.5 billion for the rest of NBC for Universal
That's
Orlando?
An interesting thought. Do the Olympics make money for companies for next?
They
directly.
No. Well.
Taking away advertising for their own fall season.
No, well, I think... So remember when Monday Night Football was on ABC and it lost money?
No. Then, yeah.
Okay. And then they put it to ESPN and it made money because they could do some accounting mojo. So NBC lost money on the Olympics last time, like $400 million or something like that. So, but if Disney had them at ESPN, they'd make money because ESPN, you know, when everyone in the country... pays like $15 a month for ESPN, they have a tendency to make money.
I will never understand business. We'd like to remind you that HojoAnaheim.com is one of our sponsors. They are a great place to stay at the Disneyland Resort, which you want to go stay at right now because they have so much going on.
It's sensational.
Yeah, and it's murd-tastic. And it's Star Terrific. No.
No.
Okay, and they're closer to the front gate of Disneyland than the fabulous Disneyland Hotel itself, which is looking good on its own. But they're expensive. Hoja Anaheim, very reasonably priced, especially for LP readers and annual pass holders. They take care of the fans. Also, like to remind you, mouseyearvacation.com. If you do want to stay at the Disneyland Hotel, don't book directly. Book through mouseyearvacation.com. They take care of your concierge service, no extra charge. So you think you only use them for like some huge package, but no, you want to spend 3 nights at the Disneyland Hotel? No tickets, you know, no airfare, no nothing, just 3 nights at the Disneyland Hotel? Mouseyear Vacations, they'll take care of you. They do that too. With that, let's get started with the fabulous Disneyland Resort, the only park that Walt actually walked in, DCA, for the opening of The Little Mermaid.
I'm sure he went in the parking lot at some point, don't you think?
God bless
you. Had to pee.
Well, thanks to Doug, Laughing Places had some great footage of the various new sights and sounds, I guess, happening over there, huh?
Yeah, we have a complete ride-through of The Little Mermaid, Tilda, that. Ariel's Undersea Adventure. The first
Tilda,
attraction,
you are so
by the way.
Stuck on this.
The first Disney attraction to have a Tilda as an official part of its name.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure that the Disney blog always uses a Tilda.
Okay.
And I'm 90% sure there's never been one before.
Okay.
That's all I'm sure of.
Okay.
And if he's wrong, you can leave us a voicemail.
We're wrong. My name is Fanboy.
There has been attractions with brackets.
Like what?
Snow White.
Oh, parentheses. Yeah. Not square brackets.
Wasn't square brackets?
It was parentheses. Mm-mm.
It was parentheses. Oh. Like, it's
Snow White's
small
Adventure.
World.
There's
gotta
be, there's got to be brackets. There's got to be brackets somewhere.
You guys are so weird.
So you saw the right
thing? What about umlaut? Any attraction with an umlaut?
It had to be in Norway. I know there's a restaurant with an umlaut.
Okay.
What an accent graph.
Did you guys...
No, but there is an egg.
So you checked out the ride-through, huh?
Yes.
What'd you think? Good on footage? Good on film?
Yeah.
Well?
Yeah.
Probably be better in person.
Do they use a lot of the music from the film?
Yes.
Yes. There is no shortage of music from the film.
I think that's...
All the songs?
They don't have Fathoms Below.
No Fathoms Below and no...
Although it might be in the queue.
Yeah, that's the thing. The queue.
How about he-he-he-ha-ha-ha?
That...
Well, see, that whole part is just completely omitted from the... Like, that should have had its own show scene.
Ariel's Undersea Adventure namely takes place under the sea. They don't do a lot of... Except Kiss the Girl. I don't think they
have
anything...
Kiss the Girl, and then it's...
The Wedding. Or,
yeah, and then it's... Yeah.
There's no Battle with the Sea Witch?
No. That's the one complaint I've heard, is that it's not... It's sort of anti-climatic.
It is. It's sort of like Snow White all over again.
Yeah, live happily.
It kind of leads up, and then it just is... Oh, it's over.
But it's good. Nice looking animatronics, good music. Mm-hmm. This is what you would expect a dark ride to be in 2011.
Essentially, yeah. It kind of reminds me of a larger scale Winnie the Pooh here, but with better animatronics. Essentially, so it's that. If it has that kind of vibe to me, So it's nothing that I would say. It's like, wow, that's really super incredible.
Without spoiling, is there kind of a bit of a I wonder how they do that moment?
No,
not really.
Because Winnie the Pooh has that smoke ring, which is like, ooh, that's kind of cool. And then Pinocchio has Pinocchio. No, that's in not here. Pinocchio has the disappearing fairy, which is like, oh, that's
yeah.
Neat.
Ultimately, I don't really think going by the ride footage, there doesn't appear to be any sort of like ooh and ah kind of effects like that. But the animatronics are just really cool.
I heard that the under the sea part is impressive, and it makes you cold. So I didn't get that on the video, but. I heard that,
we're working
on that. Cold air.
Oh, very nice. So you're kind of
I had one disappointment.
In there.
What's that?
It's not an actual dark ride.
No bar.
It's an Omnimover.
It's an Omnimover. That's in dark ride.
No bar. It's just an Omnimover. I was a little disappointed.
Ay.
They're clamshells.
Yes.
Just like
then
Nemo.
They bought some extra for the
Nemo
attraction.
Nemo. Does that mean that it has an ADA car?
Yes.
I'm sure it does.
Yes, it does.
Cool.
I know Space Mountain opened in California in 77. It opened here in 75. Big Thunder, whatever the differences were. But at least when they opened, those were different attractions. Same name, but different attractions. Mm-hmm. We're getting the exact same ride, different queue, different setup, but the exact same ride here in Florida in what? We don't even know, but 2 years, give or take.
A year.
Is it weird that it's there and it's not here, but we know what it's going to be?
It's only weird that... I think
Toy Story Mania.
I bet you, if let's say there wasn't this, what's that thing, that housing bubble and all that, it would have opened here day and date.
Okay.
I think, yeah, there was a delay there.
What was the difference in Toy Story Mania?
A couple months.
Yeah, this is like a full year. Strikes me. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it, but just weird. It's like it's open, it's done. This is it, and we get it the exact same thing in here. You got an extra year, do something with it.
I hope they bought them. Like they bought this. They bought the Costco pack. They bought them pole because, like, I'd hate for them to buy one ride and then the next year buy the same ride, except having to pay for the whole fabrication all over again.
Yeah, off the shelf. Do you go out and buy a ride? Doesn't WDI? They're like screwing together clamshells right now. Well, not how. How about the Soundsational Parade?
What
is it? Is it sensational or soundsational?
It's sound.
No, that's the name. But whether or not it fulfills the goal of actually being soundsational.
I'm pretty sure there's music.
Like just how Fantasmic is pretty phantasmic.
A lot of people really like the drum line. I hear a lot of comments about the drum line. It starts with the drum line, right?
Yeah.
And then they go back into the back of the band.
Is it the same people?
I think it's a little harder at Disneyland.
But see, if they were the guys on the motorcycles.
If it was Universal.
It was a guy on the motorcycles. It would be manageable.
It is very cool. Whenever you have live musicians in a parade.
I miss him at Jammin' Jungle.
Yeah, but it looks good. The floats are huge. It's getting great reviews on our Laughing Place poll for Soundstational with 181 precincts reporting, each precinct consisting of one person. We have
what's the margin of error?
Plus or minus 0.9. We asked people to rate it on a scale of 1 to 5, which almost said 10, with a full 49% giving it a 5. 26% giving it a 4, and the rest of the Flotsam and Jetsam giving it a 3, 2, or a 1. I mean, that's a huge approval, which is good to see.
Yes.
Seems like Disneyland's really doing some stuff right now.
Did you do a similar kind of poll for the last parade that you could potentially...
Unfortunately, back then we didn't have polling on our website, but we will for the next parade.
Ah, okay.
So check with me in about 10 years, and we'll compare.
See, eventually on the show we'll have like all the statistical know-how.
How come in the period... Okay, so Disney World has Magic Kingdom has had that parade for 10 years, give or take, right? Mm-hmm. How many parades has Disneyland had in that time?
2001. What were they running in 2001?
45 years of magic.
With its sixth year, or I guess the Parade of Dreams by then.
Then they had the Parade of Dreams.
Right.
Then they had the. Move it, shake it, whatever you want
to
call it.
That's not a parade.
It paraded down the street and it floats.
Did they run that during the summer?
What's that?
I mean, it's not a daytime parade unless it runs every day during the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not like...
I think it ran every day.
That what was that thing? Cruising the Kingdom.
Then they had the one with the marionettes.
That was... Or is that the Dreams, right?
No. Nope. Oh, maybe it was.
The 50th parade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Parade of Dreams.
That's spectacular Parade of Dreams. And Star Tours is a big hit out there from everything I've read. Essentially the same as here, but open at the same time the way it should be. And then the biggest news, of course.
The same time 2 weeks later.
Yeah. It really opened there at the same time. It's just they have their ceremony 2 weeks later. And then the
I think they'll fly Bob and George out there and they'll be like part two, like previously on Star Tours.
They're not broadcasting that one live.
Yes, they are.
They are doing that one live.
Not doing Mermaid.
Yeah, that's right. The big news to come out of California, though, bigger than all of this combined, is one of the original DCA attractions, one of the original 18, give or take, is closing. And that would be the Mission Tortilla Factory.
Massacre!
Can you just watch? Doesn't it just seem like the original DCA is going away piece by piece?
I know. If Rosie O'Donnell and Colin Mockery leave that park.
What's left?
Can you imagine, like, in 20 years, we're all going to be sitting at the bar room of the Disneyland Hotel and that kid, 20 years later, is going to come up on stage and go, Masaka! And all the Disney fans are going to go, yeah!
That's not good.
Or this guy's going to come and he's going to have a puppet, and it's going to be that agent from Superstar Limo.
Now that would happen.
That would happen.
How about a guy walks out on stage and says, is it anybody's birthday? And somebody says yes. He goes, well, here's a free tortilla.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't remember that. Everyone keeps talking about that.
If you walked in with the birthday button, you
don't they give you a free tortilla anyway?
No, they give you a bag of tortillas.
Oh, it's my birthday too.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see, what is, well, like, are we talking, like, original? Because, like, Muppet Vision is still there.
Yeah, that's original.
Tough to Be a Bug is still there. But not, like, original, you know, Grizzly, all that is
Thorn and Grizzly is also.
Animation Courtyard.
Is the Grizzly Fun Play Kids area still there?
Yeah.
Well, but it's changed.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the Brother Bear one, yeah.
Remember?
Spirits.
Didn't that close?
Yes.
Finally. Because it ran for, like, 10 years longer than it was supposed to.
Oh, it ran for so
like
long.
Like Festival of the Lion King, except there's a difference.
Paradise Pier has changed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Malibu is gone.
Mulholland Madness is no
Sun
longer.
Sunwheel is gone. Mulholland's
but
gone.
It's still the ride.
Right, but the original's gone. Even the Mickey ears are gone, so that's a different ride now.
Yeah, and the
all that's left in Paradise Pier is the Jumpin' Jellyfish and the SS Westworthy.
And Golden Zephyr. Golden Zephyr's still there.
In the Carousel. King Triton's Carousel.
I so forget about that.
Yeah, Golden Zephyr.
The Midway
there.
Games
and
changed.
Golden Zephyr is still there, and it's still silver.
And the train and the entrance is still there. The postcard's gone, though, right?
Yeah, the train's going away too.
Heliostats, upcap,
mouse surplus. They're surrounding. Get a heliostat.
The elephants up on the.
That's gone, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
That just went recently.
Award wieners.
That's still there.
That's still there.
Schmoozies.
Still there.
Philip A. Couch.
The animation building's still there.
Yep.
Although they just updated
the innards are
was that the first time they've updated that?
Yep, I'm pretty sure.
Remember they open that every 2 to 3 years? We can't, no, they didn't. They've stopped saying stuff like that.
After that, we call that the Star Tour syndrome.
Yeah, but they did finally update it. That was really nice
I
to
miss
see.
That.
They forgot the five.
That was awesome.
I really missed the Animation Courtyard.
That may have been the single best thing about DCA other than the stuff that was better. Like Soarin' and the market.
The Wine Country Market.
The Wine Country Market.
We will forever mourn the loss of the Wine Country Market. Which reminds me, we should write to the former VP of merchandise there and be like, we know it wasn't really your domain, but it was something with a register. We missed the Wine Country Market.
Speaking of something with the register, remember Randy?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Remember George Caligridis when he was executive vice president of operations there? And then he left, and no one ever heard from him again until...
He's the head of Tucson Resort.
Awesome.
As it undergoes its greatest... This is like the little... What's going on right now feels like the Little Mermaid of Disneyland Resort.
Okay.
It's like it's great renaissance.
Yeah. See, usually you have to wait until the doors open and people go before you declare it a renaissance.
But the whole Disneyland Resort.
You're saying the Little Mermaid... Is the Little Mermaid.
That's exactly what I'm
saying. Well, you know.
First it saved the Disney Studios.
And the Disneyland Hotel might have actually gotten it right this time. Five renovations later.
It wasn't that long ago that they became the Magic Tower. And and now it's, what is it, Frontier, Fantasy, and Maine?
No. Adventure. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. And Frontier just opened, or at least partially opened its
Toontown, that just didn't work out very well.
But it's cool. They put a nice model of Big Thunder Mountain in the lobby of the Frontier Tower. Everyone's raving about it. And, dude, you know what people are raving about? You know the single, what the fans actually care about, and they're just ecstatic?
The bar?
Trader Sam's.
Oh.
Yeah, the bar.
Is it good?
It's awesome. Well, it's the Adventurers Club.
What is it? Oh, is that what it is?
They have bar stools that actually go up and down.
So that you can feel like you're inebriated. Didn't I read that somewhere?
Your website?
Maybe. I hope that wasn't in a press release. I read it somewhere. Maybe it was just a post I think it was a post on the boards.
Okay.
But anyway, yes, to go up and down.
That was an Adventures Club
thing.
They have
props from the Adventures Club, as I recall.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the main reason they opened it was to let the people here know to give up.
Yeah.
It's not coming back. But they won't.
Gutted it.
Now they're going to want to build one at the Contemporary. They're going to be staking out or Polynesian or whatever with theme.
Contemporary, yes. Fits right in.
Awesome.
Remember the Top of the World Lounge?
No.
But apparently a lot of people do because they cheered.
That was with the singing and the guitar players, guys?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Because it's not... When we went... We're talking about D23 now. When we were at the... You know, remember the magic for Walt Disney World Resort. Because we grew up in California Disneyland, so it's so weird for me. mm-hmm. all these people cheering all this stuff that I'm like, oh. Look, and then, and you know what was really fun was watching those old videos of Walt Disney World. And I was talking to some fans later, and they were like, yeah, whatever. Because I guess, you know, for them, that's like Disneyland opening day footage. You know, they've seen it like 800 times. You know, like for us, watching Art Linkletter and all that, we've seen it so many times we can recite it along with them.
Part the...
But you bring a new...
Where's my microphone? Hey, find my microphone.
Where's Sammy Davis Jr.?
But you bring in somebody who's grown up with something else,
right?
You know, and they come in there, it's like, wow, look at that, it's opening day. You know, that's how I felt. It was kind of funny.
The Preview Center.
Yes.
Is that that AAU building?
Yes.
Thank you. Anything else about Disneyland anyone wants to say? You were just there. Is there a buzz? Is there a
yeah, it's in Tomorrowland. They removed the...
Is there a zeitgeist, a spirit of the times going on at the Disneyland Resort right now, Captain?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm impressed you know what zeitgeist means.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying.
I'm insulted.
That's a compliment.
No, it's... Yes. I'm impressed you can do 2+2.
I am.
Because like, it's one of those things. When I think of buzz, I don't ever really think of Disneyland. Because whenever I think of Disneyland, it's like, wow, everything is always the same. Nobody's really buzzing. I don't remember buzzing. Like, here there's buzzing, because when something happens, it's actually, like, a big deal. Whereas there, it always seems like, yeah, they're doing stuff.
They're just hanging out at Electronica.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep, getting buzzed.
Getting arrested.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do they have the R2-D2 dessert thing there, too? Because that's pretty awesome.
He wasn't there. It wouldn't have been there yet. He was there too.
I was there at, like the worst timing ever.
Right between the two phases.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I said on the last show, but I basically, like, left right before everything happened. It's like Little Mermaid opened, Pirates added their thing, World of Color added its Pirates thing, and that was, like, all the same day that I flew out, and I was disappointed.
Hey.
But oh well.
That's life.
So is Disneyland finally going to be complete?
After Cars Land. Disneyland will not be complete until Cars Land.
Which looks really cool in person, by the way.
Does it look huge?
Yes, it looks massive.
Because you look at the concept art and the models, and you're like, this is huge. This is
what
a scope.
Yeah, when those walls go down, it's going to be pretty impressive.
I'm excited about Cars Land. I'm ticked off that it's coming. At least it looks like it'll be good.
You're ticked off it's coming?
I don't want Pixar in my park. Too much Pixar.
Yeah, with that Little Mermaid ride.
No, like Cars Land.
And so, right next to Bugs Land.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Right next to Wally Land.
Wally Land?
The Costco across the street. By and large. All right, so the other big news that we didn't cover last week, so we're covering it this week, is the Disney Fantasy had details come out.
Details, schmetails?
Yeah, really cool. They announced that Minnie will be the icon of the lobby.
Not just Minnie, but boarding the Titanic Minnie.
Okay.
That's ominous.
Yes.
Well, no, I mean, okay, fine.
No, it's representing the 20s, no. 30s.
Lusitania?
The Lusitania. That's even better. The Bismarck.
The Queen Mary.
That would be nice. With a steamer trunk and a parasol. Mary. It's very nice. And The restaurant in the lobby there, the main dining location, is going to be called the Royal Court.
Which is a huge change from the Dream, which is the Royal Palace.
Yes, exactly. Okay. They've announced a new show. It's this brand new show.
See, that's what, like, there should be the royal one, and the other one's like the peasant's table.
Welcome to Steerage.
Yeah, that's called the Carnival Boat.
So they've announced this new show is coming to the cruise line. It's featuring a new song by Alan Menken.
He wrote another new song?
No, he didn't. It's the same new song.
Lucky bird,
it died
a gilded cage.
Yes, Aladdin, a musical spectacular, is coming to the Disney Fantasy. Doobie hopes it's to replace Disney.
Is there anyone here that doesn't hope?
I'm not sure.
Nope.
Doobie hopes it will replace Villains, but it wasn't announced as to what the rotation of shows will be.
There is no one that's going to say, let's change the name of the restaurant, but let's keep Village Tonight.
What do you think their motivation was? Royal Palace. That doesn't sound good. We're going to go with Royal Court. They can't use the same menus anymore.
I hope I got that right, that it's actually Royal Palace. Does that sound right to you? Sounds right to me.
Wasn't that the Golden Girls spinoff?
I will check that out, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. So, what's coming? Aladdin?
Yes, a musical spectacular.
Starring?
Is she really going to be in it?
Based on the quote on its official website, I'm guessing not.
Oh, okay. So when it opened in California, at Disney California Adventure, it featured actor Michael K. Lee.
He was the opening Aladdin.
And that's back when featured in the publicity stills that they put out for the announcement.
Exactly. So you go to the parks blog, or I don't know, that's where I saw it, was the parks blog.
Right.
They have these two big pictures. I'm guessing it's that original genie that we all knew
Oh, that's really funny.
And Michael K. Lee.
Right.
Which, you know, it's fine. He was a great Aladdin.
Wonderful Aladdin.
But apparently he didn't exactly love the job because he wrote on his official website. This is like his chronology.
His bio.
He then was asked to join the Disney family to create the title role of Aladdin in the live stage production of the animated musical. Though a joy to work with so many fine actors and a fantastic creative staff, Michael has described the experience as, quote, the absolute worst working experience of my life and one I very well may like to forget.
Okay.
End quote.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure he won't be at the next Destination D.
That's awesome. Also, they're making some changes to Animator's palette. Apparently, the visuals will be similar to what you have now, the red and black chairs. You know, they've kind of taken the color palette of Mickey Mouse. But instead of dining with Crush, it's an animation experience. So you'll be led through drawing a simplistic sketch that will then somehow, through the course of the meal, be animated with your host, Mickey Mouse.
Which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I said that about Turtle Talk with Crush, and I said that about the way the colors change. And I wonder if they'll ever get this restaurant right. It's just funny that the showcase restaurant, the one that gets all the publicity, is the one they feel they need to keep changing.
Yeah. But this one is interesting in that it kind of gets you involved in the show more. They tried that with the Crush with the dancing and stuff, but I don't think it really connected. And then a lot of complaints that we heard, which we didn't really experience because our boat was so empty, it didn't really occur for us, was that the way the restaurant is laid out when Crush is speaking with another table, that audio kind of dominates your area. And so even though it's not necessarily your interaction with Crush, it kind of dominates your table discussion. So, it can be a little bit annoying, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
But our area, like I say, I think we were the only table in our section. There was one other table in our section, so it was kind of a different type of experience for us.
It's a shame it didn't come off too well, because it is very cool. The moment when people realize that not only is Crush talking to them, but they can talk to Crush. It's mm-hmm. a very cool moment.
And then their adult district is celebrating European travel, so you're going to have a...
It's called Europa.
That's fine. And it's going to have an area called La Piazza, which is themed after the outdoor plazas of Italy. The Skyline Bar, which has the feature where various European skylines are reflected as if you're looking out over the lights of Paris or you're looking out over London.
Budapest. It won't have Rio anymore?
Or Tokyo. It's Europe cities now.
And then...
it was a legitimate question.
Yeah, well, that's what they imply, is it's going to have European cities now.
And then instead of the sports bar, 687?
5309.
Was it 687?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
What?
It wasn't?
687. Isn't that the song?
No.
Oh, 867.
I don't remember what the number was.
It's 687.
Okay. Instead of that theme, which was based upon the ship build number, they're going with an Irish pub theme and the so appropriate O'Gills.
Why is that appropriate?
Darby O'Gill.
Yeah. They're only going to serve little people. I'm not quite sure if they mean they're actually only going to serve them as customers or they're actually going to serve.
Finger foods.
But the interesting thing is this Irish bar is also going to be your sports bar.
Yeah.
cricket and rugby only.
And then instead of pink, where you're pretty much enjoying life inside a champagne bubble, we have Ooh La La, inspired by the French boudoir with velvet tufted walls.
What is a boudoir?
It is exactly what
if you watch HBO late at night.
So we're going to experience life inside there.
Wow, don't take that to a shot for a conclusion.
Velvet tufted walls.
That's just funny. They're not doing pink, but they like the velvet. We're finding a way to keep the velvet.
So it sounds to me like it'll be very similar.
I love that because velvet smells great. You walk in there, you know you're in a place with velvet walls.
Okay. And then finally, The Tube, a vibrant metropolitan club theme to the London Underground.
What's the name of that place?
Can I just say that nothing
that sounds terrifying.
Like the subway.
Have you been on the London subway?
No, I haven't, but I'm just saying. It's funny.
What's the name of that place in the current one?
Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for the
current one.
Oh-so-important pirate and princess celebrations on board ship. They're bringing
that is going
bobbity
to fund
boutique.
All these changes. Huh? the location that's going to fund all of these
they're
changes.
They're bringing bibbidi bobbidi boutique. However, for Pirate Night, it will be Pirates League, so that you'll be able to you'll be able to get either a princess or a pirate transformation on board ship.
That's going to be baffo. I wonder where they're putting that.
Yeah, I was wondering that too. What space?
At that bar nobody went to.
Which one?
The Overlook?
Was that the
name? Oh, the Outlook.
The Outlook.
That was just an event place. Everyone gets married up there.
Oh, that's right.
It's got to be huge, too, because everyone wants it done at the same time. I mean, obviously, they can't do everyone's time, but I got to imagine they want it to be pretty large. It's not going to be like two chairs.
Oh, I got what you're saying, yeah. I'm wondering if it's part of the teen spa. What space had been set aside for a teen spa?
Yeah, I really do wonder.
It'll be interesting to...
You left off the biggest change. Instead of an Art Deco lobby, it's Art Nouveau.
Well, see, but they did that with the Magic and Wonder, so yeah. it didn't hit
yeah.
me in the head.
And they both basically look the same to me.
That would be the anchor.
So just enough changes to get you back on. So pretty much the same as like almost exactly the same as a Magic Wonder, except for the bippity-boppity and the different animators palette.
Yep.
Are we, so cool. When are we going?
They're doing 7-day cruises. Well, life is great.
Has there been any really big news? Because I've been like not doing the headlines like I normally do. You've been doing the headlines. What kind of any exciting stuff going on? I mean, Pirates opened okay, but then had a bit of a drop off.
It opened okay and then had a okay second weekend. It got beat out by 2-0s, Hangover and
Kung
Fu Panda.
Oh, who ever heard of those? Yeah.
They had the Muppets spoof the Hangover with their fuzzy pack.
Yeah.
Did you like that? I haven't seen it. Did you like that teaser?
I know nothing about. Are you talking about the Green of Envy teaser or that fuzzy pack?
No, we talked about the Green of Envy.
Okay, the fuzzy pack. It might make more sense if I actually ever knew anything about the Hangover.
So because,
I watched. I don't either, but I watched the teaser so I could see the.
Oh, I didn't. I've never seen the Hangover teaser. So.
Okay.
Is it funny?
It's just, it looks like it's spoofing the Muppets teaser.
Oh, really?
Awesome. I mean, people have good things to say about this teaser, I thought.
I haven't seen it either.
On our discussion boards, which are a microcosm of the Disney fan community, people are so excited over Green with Indy and Fuzzy
Pack.
I almost said Fuzzy from Starsky and Hutch. That they're like, I mean, they were just post after post raving about how the marketing people finally know what they're doing, kind of.
Mountain's got it.
Do you know, is this in-house? Is this the people?
I don't know that it's otherwise not in-house, so
okay.
I'll go with it.
That's exciting.
Cool.
Yeah, nice people excited over the Muppets.
Outside, I'm not keen on this Winnie the Pooh marketing. You love it.
Not
that. Bring your own blanket. Those are awesome.
The commercial that's going. It's the same one as the original
right now,
trailer
with
or whatever.
The heartfelt music and the.
You know, that song is actually a real song because they heard it someplace. And I'm like, who's playing the Winnie the Pooh trailer? No, they're just playing the song.
That trailer tugs at me. It's like, this is what. Yeah, it gives me that Winnie the Pooh feeling.
See, for me, Winnie the Pooh is kind of light and fluffy and hee-hee-hee, let's go. And this is all.
It's not sweet
melancholy
and sappy.
And...
Yeah, I didn't read it as melancholy.
Melancholy.
Melancholy. To me, it was just...
Really?
Just feel good.
You know
good,
what this... Okay.
Simple
here,
feel
here's
good.
Here's the contrast for me. I know
like
how
watermelon on a summer day.
This here's the only contrast I could think of. For me, Winnie the Pooh is more Cat in the Hat versus rather than this ad campaign, which is more, oh, the places you'll go.
Like, I don't think so.
Both are Dr. Seuss books, but
right.
Know,
I,
it's very
I can
different.
See where you're going.
But to me,
that.
Winnie the Pooh is all the places you'll go.
That's yeah, me funny. Too. Because I think, yeah. Well, have you watched Winnie the Pooh lately? Because I think it changes, because the
okay,
movie
Winnie
plays...
Winnie became childlike.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh.
No, but I'm not
of...
talking like the new Winnie the Pooh.
Oh,
I'm talking about
you.
Rewatching the old Winnie the Pooh.
Gotcha.
Because I think as a kid, it's just like, okay, there's these guys that go on the adventure. But I think if you watch it as an adult, it plays on the nostalgia of childhood, because it has these cute little references to things that, you know, they talk like children.
Yes.
And so it reminds you of things that, you know, much like Airplane, it plays on two different levels. And...
Really three.
So, I think it does. I mean, I don't know if I was a kid, if I would get excited because of the trailer. But
yeah,
to me, I mean, Winnie the Pooh is that warm blanket kind of movie.
Yeah.
Totally. It's like a hot cup of cocoa.
Does anybody remember how much Tron made?
Like $300 million.
Okay. Because I'm looking at the box office mojo right now. And so far, on Stranger Tides, has raked in $166 million.
Yeah, they're apparently interviewing directors for Pirates 5.
Okay.
That hit the web today.
So I guess
the
they
world
haven't
wide web.
The internet.
So they certainly still like it seems to be chugging along pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I think it's probably the performing the worst out of the Pirates, but yet
oh, yeah.
Well, not counting
the
first
original,
one.
Right, it is.
But that's I mean being how the second one basically was like ridiculous. Yeah. It's not really all that bad.
But the problem is it's not good. It's not
right.
bad, but it's
yeah.
not good. So it has the potential to kill the franchise even further.
Right.
Because if it was at least decent, then they'd make a Pirates 5, and they can make Pirates 5 great.
Right.
But now there's so many people who aren't going to give Pirates 5 a chance.
Yeah.
No, that's too bad.
Well, it's not too bad, because it has four movies. That's basically, I mean...
Well, I think they'll still make Pirates 5. I just don't think they'll be even smaller scale.
Really?
If they get Johnny.
Do you think they'll make a Pirates that...
If they'll make money off of it, they'll make anything.
No, see, they can make money off of a different movie. You don't want to run a franchise
Marcy's
into the
Moms?
Ground. You don't want to run a franchise that's this great into the ground.
What defines
it? Millionaire.
Okay. What makes you think this is a great franchise?
Wait, by the way, Millionaire's on every day, still.
Okay.
So it hasn't. How can it be run into the ground if
they,
it's still
okay,
a viable prime time
daytime? Millionaire. Prime time millionaire. They ran into the ground. That's the classic example.
Right. But... I don't know. I think you're underestimating. This is a great franchise. Or
really?
Overestimating.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
maybe
it made one good movie.
Maybe you're right.
But that's
oh,
an
I
opinion.
Yeah, I think
that's a very opinionated look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. But I think the consensus
there.
is that the third one was bad.
Hmm.
I think the consensus, at least internally, is the third one was not good.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's still that was still a high quality film. It's just not.
No, I think it's not. That's the problem. I mean, high production values, but they went in a completely different direction on purpose because they didn't like the results of Pirates 3.
Right. I don't know. It just depends because, I mean, you could say the same thing with, like, the Harry Potter franchise. They went a completely different direction with that.
No, but...
It's not like the previous ones were accepted badly. They just decided
no, but I
that
think this one, they
direction.
Made a conscious decision, and even in the marketing, they marketed it as a different kind of Pirates film. And in the buzz, when they were at Show West or whatever they call it, CinemaCon, they mm-hmm. made sure that the message was out that this is not Pirates 4. This is a different kind of Pirates
right,
film.
Right,
it doesn't
yeah.
take – you don't need a – if you didn't like the third one, still try this one,
yeah.
which is why you know you can only go to that well so many times. Like if the second Hulk mm-hmm. was bad, then mm-hmm. third Hulk would never happen.
It'll just be interesting to see because overall I would say that the general consensus from the public is that this is certainly a better film, a better sequel than the other ones.
Oh,
the
yeah.
money, it's not showing that necessarily in the box office, but when it comes to just the
general fan appreciation,
the fourth one so far is actually holding up rather
no,
well.
No, I agree with you. I think this is the best of since the first.
But I think what your analysis is missing – as far as the fact that though like you said, what Hulk, if Hulk 2 hadn't have done well, Hulk 3 wouldn't happen, that kind of thing. Yeah. I think what it's missing is the fact of this is Johnny Depp. And a lot of people have a natural affinity for Johnny Depp. And whether or not the film as a whole, I think some people purely look at Johnny Depp's performance and evaluate whether or not they want to go see the next film based on him alone, not necessarily the film in its totality.
No, and I don't disagree. I just don't think that's enough to make – Pirates films by nature are expensive because you got to film – you know, so at least sometimes it has to be in the ocean.
I heard this one wasn't all that much in the water.
Yeah. So you know – it's not – I don't think Johnny Depp can carry the entire $150 million production cost.
No, totally.
So
– he can be the reason for it.
Then that's true.
So, you know, I don't know. Maybe they should at least give it a break, like 4 or 5 years and come back.
Yeah, I think if they just turned around and just cranked out another one, it would be kind of odd at this point.
I think they're done. My prediction is they're done.
Yeah.
Forgetting the box, I mean, if the box office was, you know, double boffo, then they would have done another one. But even with a successful box office they've got, because it's they care what they know if a movie's good or just eh. And I think they think this is eh, and they're saying, okay, we didn't fall on our face. Well, the movie's only eh.
Do you ever wish that cereals would come back? Like
Kellogg's?
No. But back in, like, you know, in the early days of cinema, as it were, you know, they had the Flash Gordon cereals.
Right.
And they had the. Do you ever wish that they had that so you could carry on this kind of story that maybe you don't want to do the whole big budget film on? But it,
like,
you know,
a webisode.
But yeah, that kind of thing. Or, you know, cartoon short as opposed to an animated feature.
Well, yes. I think that's,
that kind but of you thing. Couldn't with this because. I mean, Johnny Depp's not going to do that. No one else can be Jack Sparrow.
No. I mean, I guess you could if you did a lot of them at once. You could if you did a lot of them at once and then just broke it out.
I think that's what they're – I mean, everything that is old is new again. I think in a way, you know, Tron going to TV, you know, continuing the story there through animation. Universal has this Dark Tower thing. I guess it's a Stephen King book where they're going to make a movie – have a TV series, make another movie, and have another TV series to kind of expand the universe out of it. So, they haven't done one that's been successful yet, but...
Yeah.
I think, you know, that's... Franchise.
Because, I don't know, I just... People seem so fond of the Captain Jack character and whatnot.
But that's...
You kind of wish that they could take that and go someplace with it other than just purely feature film.
But that's what I want... You know, that's where... The only reason I think they'd make Pirates 5 is it's still the only moderately successful live-action franchise they got going right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
National Treasure.
Yeah, but when once they, it's
Nobody
not
really
it's not Pirates
for
Go.
Tron, right?
Tron, I think, did okay. They might do another Tron just for the same reason they would do another Pirates.
Empire
Strikes Back.
Dark Knight.
Yeah. Yes. Warner Brothers and what did you say? Empire at Lucas.
Fox. Back when I thought it was Fox. Lucas
didn't still
have his own brand back then.
But yes, he
did. It's still Fox, but...
No, they don't own the creative rights.
No Pirates 5.
Really?
Let it be written.
Yeah, I don't think you're right.
You don't think I'm right?
I just think it'll be a while. I'll give it like three... I'll give it 3 years.
3 years before it comes out or before they say, okay,
before they
doing
say
another
we're doing
one.
Another one.
Did you hear about Dick?
I saw your tweet.
Yeah.
He's doing a movie about my man Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson.
Dick Cook?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, cool. Like an independent production company?
No, Legendary Pictures, big budget.
Really?
He's with Legendary. He's got a gig.
Oh, that's right. I knew that. Wow.
That's awesome.
I didn't know about the film. That's,
so really,
that's
a sports
great.
Movie.
I know, right?
Shocking.
Wow.
I think everyone will assume it's Disney, anyway.
Right?
Oh, I'm happy for him.
I'm very. We are seeing that movie.
Yeah, it's
cool. Yeah. It'd be cool if they could do like an ESPN tie-in.
Oh, that'd be great. You should be on ESPN.
We need to go to that premiere just so we can he can see Dave and Doug. What are you guys doing here?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, we never had a chance to say goodbye.
No, exactly.
Are
you ready
be
for
Disney
voicemail?
Legend?
Yeah, okay, guys. We said we were going to be back, and here it is. We've got voicemail.
Yay, voicemail.
/C://
Mabuhay LPP, this is Wing Nike calling in. I've just come back from a trip to the Philippines and also from the Romantic Times convention, so I haven't been calling in or writing in as much, but I have been listening, and I missed you guys and all of your wonderful podcasts. They've kept me company on my trip, and I just wanted to comment on a few of them. Actually, another reason why I haven't been calling in so much is I've tried to stay away from Disneyland for a few months. My annual pass expired, and I was trying my very, very best to stay away so I could save up some money for some future trips. But those darned family fun weekends destroyed my plans. I think I caved and bought a ticket.
Let's go play.
By February. So, Fanboy, let the guys at corporate know those things work.
they know.
But a couple of things that you guys were talking about that I remember. You guys were looking for something that Disney has or might acquire that kind of would be translatable to a Harry Potter land. And for me, I think the reason why Harry Potter is so successful is that it runs from children to adults, that the people are interested in it, and also that food is involved. For me, anything with food is a winner, and mm-hmm. Butterbeer is not something you could find anywhere, but there, over it. Now, I don't think there's anything that Disney has that could translate into that. I think Doobie has it right. Maybe the closest thing could possibly be Alice in Wonderland, either the cartoon or the movie. Winged Nike Part 2. Okay, but I was talking to a few friends and going to a few fairs, and I think steampunk might actually be something that Disney should look into. It's pretty popular right now. I know Disney's at least aware of it. I think I looked at some of the merchandise for the upcoming Sci-Fi Academy or mm-hmm. Sci-Fi, some sort of merchandise trading event that's coming up in the summer, and I saw that a few of the things that they have are steampunk. And steampunk is a combination of historical aspects, I believe Victorian times, and a little bit futuristic. So
sounds like we're
Jules Verne is one of them. I know that Disney's worked on Jules Verne with a Tokyo Disney Sea. And when I was looking up the definition for steampunk, they actually cite the 20,000 Leagues mm-hmm. Under the Sea, the Nautilus, as a good visual for what steampunk could be considered. So I think that might actually be something good. It's, you know, costumey. You could play around with food, you know, something familiar, but make it a little bit more exotic. I would be really happy to see Disney do something that's just creative and just makes you go, wow.
Didn't that have the Sorin Coke?
Yeah. Wasn't Disneyland Paris's Tomorrowland steampunk?
Yeah. Discoveryland.
Discoveryland.
The Hyperion.
Yeah. All right, if you consider that steampunk, I can live with
It is interesting because you actually see like that coming up soon, because you have Sherlock Holmes, mm-hmm. which is like the new steampunk kind of franchise, which is getting a sequel soon, and you got this new Three Musketeers steampunk thing, which looks terrible, but I think it's one of those things that's...
Is Conan the Barbarian steampunk? Because that looked terrible, too.
No, that's not steampunk, but that also looked pretty terrible.
Bridesmaids?
No, but it actually does seem like something that's coming back into... Mm-hmm. the public eye again. So it would be interesting to see Disney attempt steampunk once again. Or at least attempt it on stateside anyway.
I wonder if it's something that they could have accomplished to an extent with their Black Hole film, if they'd have, you know, if they would have gone kind of a steampunk way with Black Hole.
With Mark and Ken?
No.
Who are they?
No. That's actually the funny thing is that one of the rumors for Pirates 4 for a long time mm-hmm. was that it was going to be steampunk. And that just like would have made no sense, but it was one of those rumors that was flying around. Steampunk likes to kind of just rear its head every now and then.
Muppets? Could be steampunk.
Just can't stand
Treasure Planet. Steampunk. Treasure Planet tried to bring that was yes. another oh, yeah. steampunk.
That's what I'm saying. I think Disney was ahead of the curve on this one. You look at the Tomorrowland redo of the
Montana.
Late 90s. Yeah, and then you look at Treasure Planet around that time and whatnot. They're just a little ahead of the curve on this.
Does steampunk really just mean bronze?
Yeah.
Gears for no reason. Yes. Goggles and top hats.
It means stuff that looks like it should be old.
Treasure Planet.
Stuff that looks like it should be old with a mechanical element that's more modern.
Yeah.
Oh, like when you put a pacemaker in your grandparents.
Sure. Yes. you know. Wild, wild west.
We got one more from Ms. Nike.
Yay. The winged one.
Wing Maggie Part 3, last one. Okay, and you were asking before if you could ask Bob Iger or the stockholders or the companies for one wish or one change, what would it be? And I really wish that the CD burner would go back to the music shop. I really, really regret not buying more songs while they were there. Well, you know what, I would ask for another wish because then I would also ask for them to return the Beating Heart ride to the Haunted Mansion and make Constance, if they're going to keep her, into an AA. She isn't scary to me. The electronic stuff,
yeah, I'm with you there.
It doesn't have the same scary factor as a doll or an animatronic. There's something creepy about those things already.
Yep.
So when I was a kid, I was terrified of the Beating Heart ride and the little doll at the end. But that's all, I believe, and I hope you guys are doing well. And keep up the great podcast. Bye.
Thanks, Nike.
So what do they have now in California?
It's the one here.
It's really?
The, yeah.
Oh, that's icky.
Yeah.
California was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they got... There's first, I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the bride later.
Okay.
But yeah, I was never particularly fond of the projection bride.
I bought a couple of those CDs, but it'd be nice to have more. They were kind of pricey.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, I wish that they would, you know, make the tracks available through iTunes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would be because CD burning is a little bit
on my iCloud
these days. But that would be cool if they.
I suspect
them back
that's probably part of this, you know. This initiative that Iger keeps saying we're working on, but we haven't yet figured out how we're going to implement or whatever.
Play them?
Ouch. Oh, do we wince. I hear they're going to do that after they close the clubs at Pleasure Island and rename Disney MGM Studios.
I saw a rumor that they were showing the clubs to some outside vendor at Pleasure Island, like they're going to reopen them outsourced. Not Adventures Club, don't sit down, calm down, but like, you know, the other ones, the dance clubs.
See, oh, that could be such a mistake.
I think Pleasure Island is generally considered such a mistake.
Well, no, I understand that, but wow. I mean, if they closed it, the rumor at the time, the word on the street at the time was they closed Pleasure Island because they wanted to create an environment that was more family friendly. They felt that there was too much spillover into the other area there, and they wanted to, you know, change it. You bring in outsourced for the clubs. I mean, not only are you dealing with now you're bringing back an adult element, but now you're
Not in control of the adult element
anymore.
Yeah,
but you're not doing it with people who would truly understand the Disney brand. That's interesting. I mean, if, you know, like
Pop
I said,
Pesa?
Who knows if it? Oh, ouch! Who knows if it was, you know, true to begin with?
It's just a rumor. Know, yeah. I can't even remember where I saw it.
Oh, that's very interesting.
In fact, that's what the headline was, but then when I went and read it, I couldn't actually find that information.
That's awesome. I love those, where the headline has absolutely nothing to do with the reality of the article.
Yeah, but, I mean...
We caught who?
All right, Rebecca, would you like to enlighten us with one or more voicemails? Emails?
Yeah, sure.
We'll get you to turn
Magic, on the Magic 0214, you have been dreaming for a while, so where are you going next?
I'm going to Disney World.
Nope, Disneyland.
Okay.
After years of dreaming, I'm finally able to go to Disneyland. Booked our tickets on Southwest, staying at Embassy Suites.
Mistake number one.
Yeah, it's okay. It has a few questions. So are you guys ready to offer advice on a trip to Disneyland?
I'm the expert.
It's around the expo time. Are the World of Color meal deals worth it?
Yes.
Yes.
And between the two, would you pick Grotto or Wine Country?
Grotto.
Wine Country.
Are you serious?
I've eaten it both in my lifetime. I prefer Wine Country.
Oh, no, wait.
No, we're
Have you eaten there since they have the World of Color menus?
Yeah.
No.
Grotto.
And
are there any tips for getting a best spot?
Yeah, the dining plan.
So there you go. Second question. Is Blue Bayou really worth it?
Once.
Yeah.
If you've never been and you're a huge Disney fan, it is worth it. Mm-hmm. It's really worth it if you say, I'll wait for the water seat. And don't cause a huff if they don't let you, but request to wait for a water seat, and it's worth it.
Yeah. So that way, you know, because if you sit too far back, people from the boats can't throw things at you.
Yeah.
Throw me a roll!
And what about Cafe Orleans?
No.
They made us sit down. It's nice.
That's nice, but it's not like, gotta do it.
No, it's not gotta do it. No. But you don't have a lot of dining options over there.
And Magic wants to, you know, get into Club 33.
Good luck.
Yeah.
May the force be with you.
Knock on the door. Look cute. Please, sir, may I have some more?
Awesome. Okay, and if eating at the hotels, where would you suggest to eat at the hotels?
Storyteller's Cafe and Napa Rose.
And we love that place, too.
And Whispering Canyon, frankly.
That's a snooty tree.
Whispering Canyon.
What's it called there?
Roaring Fork.
No, not Roaring Fork.
What it's called
White Water.
White Water Snacks.
Roaring Fork is here.
I've heard good things about this Tongaroa Terrace.
Mm-hmm.
Father of all terraces and terraces.
But for just standard casual dining, you cannot beat Storyteller's Cafe.
Nope.
Say hi to everybody for us.
And besides, Disneyland Hotel is like a war zone at the moment anyway.
Yeah, it was a major destruction.
It's still a war zone.
I thought they just opened everything.
I don't know, maybe. But when I was there, it certainly didn't look like they'd be opening anything anytime soon.
It's also far.
What's up? It is fine. We took the monorail. It's not working.
Well, and there's so many great places to eat in downtown Disney.
Yes.
Really?
Storyteller Cafe.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
That place that I ate at, Tortilla Joe's. Mm-hmm. That was really good. If you're into Mexican food, Tortilla Joe's or whatever it's actually
yummy.
Called.
Napolini has excellent mac and cheese.
Did those purple flowers ever grow in?
Napolini really good. Naples decent.
But seriously, Tortilla Joe's, if you're into Mexican food, it's very reasonably priced.
Well, even House of Blues. I mean, it's House of Blues. You can eat there anywhere, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And Compass.
They got a good coffee bar.
Yeah.
I loved ESPN Zone when we used to eat there.
Oh, that's right.
That was some good food. Rainforest Cafe. Servings. That's my memory.
Thomas Cook
place.
Currency Exchange?
Big. Aw. It's not there anymore.
Travelex.
It's all gone. It's been gone for quite a while. So top three sit-down and quick-service places at Disneyland Resort.
I just like to mention, even in this discussion, no one remembers Ralph Brennan.
And it's still open.
Yeah.
No, I deliberately didn't mention Ralph Brennan's. I thought of it and passed it by.
Do you remember? Do you remember when when they first soft opened and they were giving out free beignets?
Yes.
And that was before the Twitter, so it was a big deal. Because, you know, now everyone will be there.
Before the Twitter. On the interweb.
Yes.
La Brea Bakery has amazing granola, but really expensive.
Do we still have ours that they gave us at the grand opening?
No, I ate that very quickly. I love their granola. Dude, man, I love their granola, but it's so expensive.
$3 a pound, a little pricey.
So expensive. So top three sit-down and quick-service places at Disneyland Resort.
At the Disneyland Resort.
See, it's hard for us because it's been so long, but let me tell you. I love Carnation Cafe for breakfast. It's
Oscar's
nice.
Still there?
It's nice for other times of the day, but if you go for breakfast, chances are you'll meet Oscar. And Oscar's been there since 1955. Not really, but I say that.
1987.
Early
now. But it wasn't 55, was it?
No, he's not like, Club 55.
Yeah,
he is the oldest remaining.
Yeah.
Not oldest, longest tenured remaining
and
cast member.
He's
Huff
so
that drives the fire truck.
So, it's just really neat to meet him and to just have a nice little breakfast there on Main Street and see people coming in all excited for the day. You know, I love that. So
yeah, because that dinner when they're all leaving, not so magical.
Okay, you guys can.
I want to do you a three, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast, okay. Absolutely, Rebecca's right, Corner Cafe. That is Disneyland.
Corner Cafe?
Carnation
Cafe, which is in the center, but I still call it Corner Cafe because I'm wrong. For lunch, go to Blue Bayou because it's always dark, so you can treat it like dinner. And for dinner, I mean, Story of the Tellers is the place, but go to Napa Rose. Napa Rose is awesome.
It is so expensive.
And someone else can pay for you. Because it's pricey. But it's awesome. The food is great.
If you buy your food at Whitewater.
It's one of the nicest restaurants there is. But otherwise, Storyteller Cafe is perfectly fine. Maybe going to Napa Rose afterwards, have a drink or have dessert or something in the lounge so you could experience both. That's what I would recommend.
Now, see, are we also talking DCA here? Because sure. One quick service place you cannot avoid is the Pacific Wharf.
Everywhere.
The Pacific Wharf Cafe for the bread bowls. With either salad or soup. It's like, I am like addicted to the broccoli cheese soup and the bread bowl.
No, that's shame we live here.
I know, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. You get to dip the bread and it's like a full experience just to eat this bread bowl of soup, and it's really filling too.
Awesome.
Which is a plus. So yeah, I highly recommend the Pacific Wharf area in general for quick service food.
Yeah, that new Mexican place is good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since you mentioned quick service, I'm going to throw in three more. Corn Dog Castle.
I knew it was coming.
For the cheese thing, just reopened.
Yep, Corn Dog Castle just
Date Shakes, is that still around, San Andreas Shakes?
No.
Darn. And, there was one more I had.
Schmoozies?
Come on. Poor imitation. I've never eaten there.
Bengal Barbecue.
Oh, Bengal Barbecue.
Can't forget Bengal Barbecue. Kind of pricey these days for what you get, but yeah, it's Bengal Barbecue.
Oh, you guys loved your friends came back raving about the Big Thunder.
Big
Thunder Ranch Celebration Roundup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All you can eat
chicken.
Mm, family style. They bring the food to you.
So all the chickens from the same family.
Yes. Apparently they lost money on Captain John's table.
Right.
Quite a few buckets.
I know
of
who
chicken.
We ate with, and
quite a few buckets of chicken and ribs.
Came to that table.
Yeah, you get coleslaw and beans and cornbread. And it's accompanied by live entertainment.
That's
You've
awesome.
Got guitar players and piano players and stuff. It's pretty sweet.
How much?
Some days, I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. I believe it was 20?
I couldn't tell.
Oh, that's reasonable. Hey, here's another one. Go to the Golden Horseshoe. Get a big old piece of chocolate cake and watch the show.
The mother load. I mean,
they still do that.
I believe it's 20
12 layer cake.
Which part, the show or the cake?
The cake.
They don't throw food in there anymore.
They have.
They did last time I was there in 2003.
The other thing is when I was there, Golden Horseshoe itself was completely closed off.
Yeah, I think that's like they're redoing that whole thing.
They're redoing the Golden Horseshoe at the moment. So
I wish Disneyland would be complete.
Rancho del Zocalo. That's a pretty decent
Casa
place.
Casa Mexicana.
Yes,
Casa
exactly.
de Fritos.
Yeah.
But now it's not Fritos. It's Casa de Disney chip corn.
No trans fat.
I am not happy with that change, by the way. Those Disney brand chips are not as tasty as Frito-Lay. Give me back my authentic Cheetos.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I was very disappointed. I opened my bag of Disney baked cheese curls or whatever they were. No, see, I like baked Cheetos. They're okay.
Okay, I can't stand Cheetos at all.
And I was disappointed.
What's Chester Cheetah's catchphrase?
Dangerously cheesy.
So
is that tiger thing?
Magic says
it's not easy being cheesy.
Magic says I am a Walt Disney World regular. I would love to know what I have to do. Mickey's Fun Wheel is already on my list since I want to look upon the face of God.
One thing you have to do.
And then there's a link to a YouTube video.
That, I think you got Mickey's Fun Wheel confused with Indiana Jones.
So.
But you shouldn't look at the face
you have
God.
To do Indiana Jones. Mickey's, if you're doing the Fun Wheel, you have to do the swinging ones.
Yeah, swinging cabs.
You have to park hop by walking just so you can see what that feels like.
Totally. More
get a hand stamp.
Hand stamp war. You have to have a hand stamp war. Those were the best. As soon as you get your hand stamped, slap the back of that hand on somebody's face a few times, and then go on a dark ride with them and see the damage. See who can do the most damage.
I still hate the, like, before when they were invisible, that was awesome. And then they went to the neon yellow.
The non-carcinogenic one?
Yeah.
Sometimes show comes before safety.
That's why I use a cell phone.
Space Mountain, you have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do they have for music these days there?
Onboard audio.
Yes. Space Mountain is a must-do.
Okay, so you have to do Space Mountain with Michael Giacchino.
So,
let's make our way through the park in a systematic fashion. Okay. Let's start in Adventureland. Well, the Tiki Room, obviously.
No, you don't anymore.
Well, no. Kind of.
You have to do Indy.
You have to do Indy.
The Jungle Cruise is different, but if it's a favorite, I would do it. If not, I would.
Because the Jungle Cruise is very nice, but it's not a must-do.
Yeah,
I would not make it a have to do.
It's not a have to do.
That's what I'm saying, but it is different.
You got to pick one per land. You got to do Indy.
Well, how long are you there? Because if it's a have to do if you're there for like 6 weeks.
No, it's a four day trip that includes the.
So Indiana Jones is a have to do. I would put.
Yeah, Indiana Jones must do.
I would say Haunted Mansion, but I'm sure some other people are going to say Pirates. No, it's Pirates.
It's Pirates, yeah. Because
it's the same thing.
Who wants to go on Pirates?
Pirates.
But it's Pirates.
Pirates. Because for one thing, Disneyland's Haunted Mansion isn't as good as ours. Anyway.
You don't have to do Splash. You don't have to do Pooh. There's nothing over there you have to do.
Not really, no.
You have to do Tom Sawyer Island? Is it that? Oh, do they sell Pirate Ireland. Yeah, you go to Pirate Ireland. I believe he's married to Kathy Ireland.
Pirate Ireland.
Okay, so now we're in Fantasyland.
Frontierland.
Thunder is, you know.
There's only.
You don't gotta do it.
Gotta walk through it.
If I was there, I'd tell you you had to do the
canoes. If it's running, I would say the sailing ship Columbia.
Fantasmic.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely
Fantasmic. Do not miss Fantasmic.
Even if you've seen it here,
do not miss Fantasmic.
See what a real Fantasmic.
And see.
No, I want to hear, because I find that Walt Disney World regulars tend to like Walt Disney World's better than Disneyland's. So
and also, you just have to experience how crowd control works at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot shorter here because there's no bubble sequence, so it saves off about 30 minutes.
So in Fantasyland.
What's a must-do?
Pinocchio is not here.
Toad's Wild Ride.
Alice.
Oh, I love Alice.
Storybook Land,
what dark ride? Because there's Pinocchio.
Can I just say all of Fantasyland? I'm sorry. There's, I miss Fantasyland.
But I'm curious. There's Pinocchio, there's Alice, and
Casey
there's Mr. Toad. There's Casey
Storybook.
Jr. There's Storybook Land. Which one would you say is the most must-do?
Oh. I would say the most must-do would be Storybook Land, I think.
Even though they have guys now doing it?
Because there's something about that whole kinetic experience of having Casey Jr. everywhere. And that's just like the quintessential Disneyland.
Yeah, for me it's Casey Jr. That's funny. For the same reason, but yet I just don't want to spend as much time doing it.
It's pretty close with Mr. Toad, though, just because Mr. Toad is Mr. Toad.
I would say Pinocchio.
I love Casey Jr.
Yeah, I'm with you on Pinocchio.
It was before the new era with like Pooh and stuff. Pinocchio was the standard of a great dark ride.
Yeah. Okay.
The Backo Road and the fireworks. The fireworks.
Magical.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
No, you know what's so bizarre to me? Pinocchio. The fireworks there in Pinocchio's Pleasure Island to me are more impressive than the fireworks in La Gran Fiesta.
They are.
They're newer.
But they just redid La Gran Fiesta.
Yeah, but they
couldn't
have the budget
upgraded
for
the fireworks.
No, that was my top story today. Norway. Oh, well. there's news on Norway.
Is there really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Someone saw it?
Apparently, there's like controversy in Norway over the fact that the movie is so bad and so outdated.
Oh, seriously?
Really?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Check out the DisneyBlog.com. Our friend John Frost, he's got a good story on it because I guess the original story is in Norwegian,
right.
Which John can read when he goes through Google Translate.
Right.
And,
there's a joke in there somewhere.
Writes up a nice article, but they're embarrassed by it.
That's so awesome.
Oh, but see, so we've covered Fantasyland. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrowland.
Toontown. You have to do Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So Space Mountain. Mm-hmm. Nemo?
No.
No.
Not for me.
No. Mm-mm.
You don't have to do that no matter what.
I'm just saying, because it's the subs. I don't know.
Like, really, when it comes to Tomorrowland, just Space Mountain. Like, I think, because, like,
the
Captain,
monorail.
Yeah, Captain Neo.
Observatron.
What did
you say? No, don't listen to them.
The Duco.
The cosmic waves.
Cosmic plant. Yeah, they have the ball, but it's surrounded by trees.
Interventions?
R2P2. Just so you can say it.
R2P2.
Yeah, that's Disneyland for you. Then you don't have to do Soarin'.
You could do make sure you do one of the Main Street vehicles.
And a Main Street vehicle.
Just one of them. You got
to
pick one.
You do have to do Lincoln, I agree. You don't have to pick one. You have to pick the Omnibus cuz it has a second story.
No, you got to if it were up to me, I'd pick the
fire truck.
Find the one that has the oldest cast member driving.
Wait. It's the fire truck.
Don't they have a fire truck here?
Yes, we have an Omnibus here too. Thank you.
That runs for guests?
Yes.
Yes.
When?
Mornings.
It's like 9 to 9:30.
Yeah.
It's all about the horsies. About the horsies.
No, not the horsies.
Yes, it's about the horsies.
Horseless carriage.
Omnibus.
Seriously? If you had to pick, if you were told you have a ticket for one ride, you would take the Omnibus.
On Main Street or the whole world?
On Main Street.
Omnibus, of course.
And you would take the horse carriage.
Yeah.
Omnibus has two great options.
I'm going to go Jitney just to be different.
You can sit next to the driver, you can go on the top level.
Or the O3.
Wow. I don't know.
The car.
I'll go with the horse.
I just want the little yellow car.
That's an O3.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, we all have a different main street vehicle that we
But you know what, to be honest
as,
with you?
As we all have mostly, a different internet browser that we use.
Mostly it would be...
The ultimate personality test.
But it's funny, because for me, ultimately, it would be decided by who was driving what vehicle. I'd be like, oh, I really want to ride in her car today. Oh, I haven't talked
because
to him in a while.
Because the same people always see.
It is. It's the same funny people. Thing it's awesome. It. And visit the Disney Gallery. Don't pass the Disney Gallery up.
Which is
and
now when you, on Main Street.
Yeah, and yes. when you go over to Disney California Adventure, obviously, you know, check out the Animation Courtyard. Nope, Animation Courtyard.
Grr.
Grr?
No. Yeah. Yeah, that's like Disney. That's awesome, the California Adventure icon.
Wear a poncho if you don't want to get soaked to the bone.
I like Mike and Sully too. I don't know if it's must do, but it's underrated.
It's not a must do.
It's only must do because you can see what Superstar Limo was kind of like.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Superstar Limo.
The bakery tour is a must-do.
Would G or Deli be open by then?
No.
But you gotta do the bakery tour. You get your free piece of sourdough bread.
Hey, look, it's two people that were famous 10 years ago.
And even then...
Barely.
Even then, one was more famous than the other one, considerably.
Who are they? Rosie O'Donnell?
And Rosie O'Donnell Mockery. And Colin Mockery.
Who's now on Propaganza.
Yeah, he's a Who's Line guy.
What is Rosie on, XM?
OWN, I think.
OWN, right? Yeah. OWN, yeah.
What, she has her own show on there?
I thought she's on the Oprah Network.
Is she still on The View?
No.
Oh, no.
They got Whoopi
instead. Heavens, no. She's been gone for quite a while. Where have you been? That was before the Trump fight. Where have you been?
She still have her own show? Oh, I know, and we just talked about that. Poor Oprah. She died, right?
Stop. Her show... No. Concluded.
I saw clips from the conclusion of the show, and it looked like a funeral.
A lot of people have said
Did
that.
Did you see Stedman?
I heard him.
Well, see, that's what usually happens. Your next of kin or significant other gets up and speaks of you.
All right, we hope that helps you, Magic 0214.
Feel free to ask us more questions if you have them.
I don't have money that it will, but we hope it does.
So we also got an email from Jack Sparrington 93.
Yeah, you know me.
Oh, and answering Magic 0214 with ideas on how to improve Animal Kingdom. So here's Jack Sparrington's ideas. You ready for him? Remove It's Tough to Be a Bug for a Disney Nature 3D film.
Yes.
Add a Jungle Book indoor flume ride to Camp Minnie Mickey.
And if that you sounds
want
pretty awesome.
If you want an idea of what Jack has in mind, he's thinking about that upcoming Madagascar ride at Universal Singapore. So if you've read anything about that, that's what inspired him, it seems.
Gotcha.
Redo Kilimanjaro Safaris to a la Rhino Rally. Okay, you know what, Jack? Having experienced Rhino Rally,
no.
I can't go with you there.
Overrated.
That was horribly
who
overrated.
Who would want to redo Killing Justify for any reason?
No.
You're crazy. Stop right there.
I would redo. No, I would redo Killing Justify. I would add poachers back into it.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. And Tommy's.
Yes, and Tommy's.
Take out the train for an expansion of the Pangani Forest with a path to Rafiki's. It would be nice to...
A path? Who could walk that far?
It's not that far.
It's about as far as the train station at Rafiki's all the way back to where you...
No.
It's a long walk. It's an oval.
It's ovals are faster if you walk through the middle.
Like you start here, you train here, and then walk back to here?
Pretty much, yeah. Overhaul Cali River Rapids a la Grizzly River Run. Oh, amen. I'm with you there.
Mean what?
Like, eating, more exciting.
Yeah, make it a more
fun.
That's fire.
A drop.
Because Grizzly River Run
drop.
Is like probably the best rapids ride I've ever done. Except for Shipwreck Rapids at SeaWorld was all right.
Yeah.
But it's a bit short.
But it was still in a bit of a
What about
cave.
Bigfoot Rapids at Magic Mountain?
Popeye's Rapids is the most terrifying rapids ride I've ever been on. I thought I was going to die.
Did it catch on fire?
You should have seen the new rip.
Redo Dinosaur back to Countdown to Extinction.
Which means change labels.
Yeah, I would agree with that one, too.
Add a new carnival ride to the diorama, a la the new Mater ride at DCA.
Okay.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, I'd replace Primeval World with something.
Put Walking with Dinosaurs into the Theater of the Wild because Finding Nemo is moving over to Australia Land.
As long as we find a way to keep Finding Nemo, that is one of the best ideas I've ever heard. Walking with Dinosaurs was the bomb.
Yeah, you really
liked it. Or was it the meteor?
Did you see it too, fanboy?
Yes.
Oh, who else would we have gone with?
You were there?
Now, since Magic 0214 wanted a new themed land, Jack Sparrington has come up with Australia. It will consist of a roller coaster like Cheetah Hunt that will go through the Outback, possibly themed to Marahute.
Bloomin' Onion?
a forest area where you can see the Outback animals. A relocated theater for Finding Nemo.
Yum.
A quick service sit down restaurant that's better than Outback Steakhouse.
Did you say a quick service sit down restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he means not formal dining. He means like a...
Like storytellers.
Yeah.
They can have a buffet because they made the kitchen too small.
I thought quick service was like... That's fine.
Well, that's why I think it's a slash. So it's kind of like either, maybe, you know...
Maybe
Bell's Tavern.
Maybe... Beast Castle, maybe?
Like, be our guest restaurant. There we go.
The land Bell's will also Tavern. Feature some allusions to one of Disney's most underrated films ever.
Let me guess. Crocodile Dundee.
No.
Okay.
The Rescuers Down Under.
Oh, that makes sense.
Featuring McLeach wanted posters, PA announcements about Marahute's capture, etc. And last but not least, the most important thing of the entire redo of Animal Kingdom.
You're looking at butts.
Fixing the Yeti.
Oh.
I think that this is a great idea, and maybe we could do this to the other parks. Also, my next email, I'll share my thoughts on Universal's big announcement and reactions to POVs of Star Tours and Little Mermaid.
Cool.
Thanks. So, here's the next one. Hey, LPP.
Yeah, you know me.
We could segue that into our Animal Kingdom thing.
Let's do the reading.
Fine. Go ahead.
Hey, LPP.
Yeah, you know me.
This is
Why am I the only one doing this?
This is the artist formerly known as Jack Sparrington,
yeah, you know
93.
Me.
What's your name?
I will reveal my new name at the end of the email.
Oh.
Jack Sparrington was a cool name, though.
I know, I'm with you there.
It's terrible.
Here to share my thoughts on the latest Disney news.
I could take it. Is it on the market?
Star Tours. I'm really blown away with what Disney has done with a once-dated ride, making it something timeless. So far, my favorite combination from the videos I've seen is... Spoiler alert. Darth Vader, Kashyyyk, Admiral Akbar, Naboo... I love that you ran Jar Jar over and the effect in the end with the Starfighter.
I need to go back on.
I agree. I think I'll give them that.
Okay. And next up, Mickey's Sensational Parade. I really like the way Disney is moving with its parades, starting with the Pixar Play Parade that's not all
down,
parades have to end with the When You Wish Upon a Star, Your Dreams Come True motif.
Did he say something positive about Pixar Play Parade?
Play Parade.
He likes the fact that the Pixar Play Parade.
Pixar Play Parade is not the parade currently happening at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
That's the Countdown to Fun parade.
Countdown to Fun. That's right.
I can't decide which unit is my favorite, but I love the drumline at the parade at the beginning of the parade because I'm involved in my high school's drumline. Little Mermaid. I'm really impressed the ride turned out well after the 20 years it spent on the drawing board. It's finally nice to see Disney do a ride with few video screens, focus on the animatronics, and not be in 3D.
We have 3D.
Okay, you guys know what he means. The glasses are involved. Despicable Me and Spider-Man. This would be the Universal talk. I think Despicable Me was an ideal choice to replace Jimmy Neutron. I'm with you, too. And Spider-Man deserves the reanimation upgrade. But how is this going to play now that Spider-Man is a Disney character? Yeah, we were wondering. We were talking about that before the podcast started. We were all wondering.
Don't
that
know
as
why
well.
We didn't press record. But
yeah, it was actually kind of interesting.
You guys were talking
too
about...
Too interesting for this show, I suppose.
You guys were talking about those transitions. Because what are they doing, Captain, to Spider-Man?
They're making new footage in super high resolution HD, including inserting Easter eggs into the footage.
That's kind of dated. Are they going to run that all year? Or just during spring break?
Stop.
No, but, you know, they're upping, they're essentially just upping the graphics to be more equivalent to nowadays
CGI. So increased repeatability, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Easter eggs.
There's a
and
lot
you said
of those.
Spider-Man. Yeah,
there's a lot of those in the Simpsons ride.
Yeah.
And I don't believe, like, I mean, they're making everything digital, and it's going to be essentially the Star Tours 3D technology. So you're going to have those strange kind of polarized weird glasses.
Oh, your night vision goggles?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So yeah.
I hope they keep the good stuff.
I don't think they're going to be changing it. They're just making it they're just making it look better. Yeah.
So like what Disney did with Muppet Vision and stuff. And they made it digital and
right.
Except they didn't put out a press release.
No,
maybe they should have.
Well, we'll see. In this case,
oh yeah, they should have because I still haven't gone to see it.
Well, in this case, it's a little bit different though because they're making the CG like you know much more.
Sounds like they're tweaking the
realistic.
Scenes
they're making it more realistic, essentially.
Hey, fanboy, what's a better attraction, Spider-Man or Indiana Jones? The ride, not the show.
Spider-Man rocks or Indiana Jones Epic Central Cactus. that's a question as old as time.
You know what, for that, though, I would have to go with Spider-Man rocks just because it's such like a train wreck. You have to see it.
Oh, man, was that a train wreck.
Dude, a guy
I
could come out on stage.
I love that.
My favorite part was when Mary Jane Watson sang Voulez-vous coucher avec moi to the Green Goblin.
That's such a bizarre show.
That was a horrible show.
I'd go with Indiana Jones.
Okay.
I really like Spider-Man though. It's grown on me.
Yeah, like a
web.
What would you say, Captain?
I'd have to go with Indiana Jones just because I'm more of a fan of practical effects. So, even though Spider-Man is really really awesome, it's still screens.
It's still just a movie.
It's a movie. Yeah, exactly. That's
popcorn or churro, Spider-Man or Harry Potter?
I'd have to go. That's a tough one because
I like Harry Potter more.
The Harry Potter ride I rode was the kiddie coaster, so I'm going with Spider-Man.
Because I think
those three clicks for you.
That's really hard because I think they're both really like equivalent because I think Harry Potter has more flaws than Spider-Man does. However, when Harry Potter hits its mark, it hits its mark better. So I think they can add each other.
Push.
So I think I'll have to go with Spider-Man still.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. I think there's part. Obviously, the queue is much better for Harry Potter. The whole land's better.
Well, okay, so that's the thing. If you were counting the queue and everything, it would easily go to Harry Potter.
But I think the ride itself, you got to go with Spider-Man because I think it executes the effects better.
Yeah, I would agree.
Even in 1990 CG or whatever it was, 1999.
You disagree, Rebecca?
I don't think I agree.
Okay.
I feel like the transition between the screen and then the dynamic portions that are, you know, not screen is too cool in comparison to Spider-Man.
Let me put it this way. When I went on Forbidden Journey for the first time, I was much more wowed by it than I was Spider-Man. But I was wowed by Spider-Man 2, but I was more wowed by Harry Potter.
Spider-Man 2 was
the best. However, on repeat, Spider-Man keeps more of the wow than Potter does for me.
Yeah, I guess because, like, it's hard to take it off the initial ride because you're in a certain mindset,
right?
You know, it's 10 years later,
and it's sensory overload. Both of them, are.
Right?
Yeah,
but
when it comes to the initial reaction, I would go with Potter.
Yeah, there's parts of Harry Potter that bore me now, I mean, not bore me, but, you know, they're not as... You kind of go, this is the boring part.
Right, yeah.
And then I think Spider-Man, well, it has its moments, I think has more...
It's more consistent. Yeah.
That's funny. See, I close my eyes for most of Spider-Man because it's just well, not interesting.
Why
yeah. But I just mean, the visuals aren't that interesting to
well,
me.
Well, they're fixing that.
It's just, you know, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll sit in the car and kind of bounce around for a while. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, look, I'm getting hot because it's fire somewhere. Ooh, I'm on fire.
Do you think it's a gender thing?
And then, whereas the Harry Potter, it's just, it's interesting. I'm flying. It's far more... Far more interesting for me. The only problem is I just can't. I get sick with Harry Potter. I can't go on it as often. If I could, I would definitely choose to go on Harry Potter more often than Spider-Man.
I totally see. I haven't ridden Forbidden Journey. I choose Indiana Jones, by the way. I see what you mean by Spider-Man. It's great, and it was even greater like the third time I wrote it than the first time I wrote it when I realized what the heck was going on, because it's hard to, without having done anything like it before, it's really hard to grasp what the heck is going on. Kind of like the finale for Haunted Mansion, but I digress. But then, as you go on even more, it's a little monotonous. And ultimately,
here comes villain A.
The reason I can't get over the hump on it is the theme. It's
what
the
are you
Spider-Man.
Doing?
That's what happens.
She said she gets hot on it.
You're riding through the city in your little Zoom car, and all of a sudden, oh, here comes bad guy one. Shake, 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 shake. Next room. Here comes bad guy two. Shake, 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 shake. That's what when I think of that ride, that's what I think of.
I think it is a gender thing.
It's like a movie, with very few exceptions, notably Dark Knight. Superheroes have a feeling as to how good they can be. So no matter how good Spider-Man the ride is, it has a ceiling that it can't get over because it still has that superhero theme. So, that's my issue.
So, he goes on in his email to discuss the Muppets trailers. I was quite impressed with the two teasers released for the Muppets. The teasers seem to be popular with people, especially the Hangover spoof. I think this could lead to more Muppet movies. It'll be interesting to see if the payoff of the film is as clever and as engaging and with the demo that is being hit with these...
I want to see more trailer spoofs.
Trailers.
Like, remember the Lilo and Stitch?
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
The interstitials.
Yeah. Yep. And Pirates 4. When you guys review the movie, can you try to ensure that there are no spoilers? Fanboys probably already spoiled the movie by the time you read this. Yeah, that would be fanboy. Also, I was quite impressed with what I've seen of the Lego Pirates video game because I really enjoyed the other Lego games like Star Wars and Indiana Jones. Haven't seen anything from the fourth film in the game yet. Hope to see you soon under my new alias, Salt and Pepper Shaker.
We agree. We're good with that.
And then we would love to have you guys go back to your 90 minutes instead of doing your super long podcast.
Yeah, so would we.
We're
just about done, right?
Yeah, we're at 1 hour and 28 minutes and 32 seconds.
No, we don't have to talk about anything. Yep. Someday we'll get to that. We did another one from Magic, so we're okay.
Yep. Totally. So yeah, so thanks, Salt and Pepper Shaker.
General Salt and Pepper Shaker.
Yep.
Podcast11place.com, 866-718-9408. Post a message on the discussion board. Before we close today, I would like to ask the LPP crew if they have any words of wisdom or stupidity to share with the audience.
I do have words of wisdom and stupidity. Actually, it probably doesn't even fall into either of those, but just an observation is that I saw Pirates 4 again, and it's one of the few exceptions... I saw it in 2D the second time. I think it's one of the few exceptions where I actually think it's a better movie in 3D. So keep that in mind. I think it's better in 3D.
I think Spider-Man's better in 3D. The ride.
I'm pretty sure Star Tours. Life.
But some people like want to go, like, that's a debate with some films.
Yeah,
that
really
better in 3D than 2D.
The irony, though? Is the pirates can't see it in 3D. Like,
yeah, eye patch and all that. Yeah.
Neither can Johnny Depp, apparently. Did you see that article? He has some sort of eye issue where he can't see 3D.
Really?
Yeah. So he's unable to go see his own movie in the...
That's a shame.
definition.
In, with the proper.
Fanboy just got startled. Happy crawled under the table.
Fanboy. And he licked me, and I'm like.
Fanboy jumped so high.
See, there's a really terrible joke. He can't see it in the proper Johnny Depp.
Exactly.
Depth.
Wah, 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 wah.
We need that gutter ball sound from that bowling app that...
Oh, no.
Gideon is obsessed with my bowling app on my phone.
Fanboy, I know you got something to say.
I just want to congratulate Disney Board of Director John Bryson for being nominated for the United States Secretary of Commerce. Hopefully we can bribe him enough to make pro-Disney laws.
That's a job that, right now, that takes a little guts to take. That does not necessarily lead to a brighter career.
Well, he's from Edison International, so.
He knows how to get to escape situations.
Remember when you used to think, every time, the whole time they're talking about this, remember when you used to think it was the Edison International Field of Anaheim, and you're trying to figure out why the field was international instead of realizing it was the Edison International Field of Anaheim?
That was just you.
Nope.
Pretty sure.
No, that was you. Because I had explained it to you.
Okay, bye.
I cannot believe how much Cars 2 stuff is out there. I mean, I'm really excited about the film. I'm one of the few people on Earth, it seems, that actually Cars is my favorite of the Pixar films. I enjoy the characters much more than the other films.
Bug's Life.
Yeah. Yeah.
The go-to.
Wally.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really excited about this movie, but wow. I mean, Williams-Sonoma has cookie cutters for Cars characters. You can get, like, a little apron for your kids that has, you know, features Cars stuff. You've got all these cards. I mean, I went to Target, and, like, there was this huge, you know, end cap with all these different, they have,
What you mean, hubcap?
No, it's like a Hot Wheels type car, but when you push on the top of it, it makes, you know, it makes engine sounds and
like
stuff.
Gideon.
So, yeah. Exactly. He doesn't have to make it some sense. If you want your kids to eat healthy, you know, how they do this healthy thing, you can get chicken, breaded chicken nuggets, but they're shaped like cars.
That's natural.
Like Mater.
If they're shaped like toys, they're not healthy.
Yeah. and then this week, starting this weekend at Disney stores around the nation, you have to check your local Disney store. Each Saturday, they're doing a series of events leading up to Cars. So it's like, you know, course one will be some sort of specific event, and then the next week, course two, and it'll be a different kind of event.
I think it starts with martial arts.
Yeah, it does. It starts with martial arts. So it'll be really, really nifty. And that's another thing about this Cars movie is it's going to be focusing on kind of the globe, you know, and so you can use it as an opportunity to talk to your kids about, you know, different cultures. You'll see, you know,
Japan, Cars sound like.
and it allows
so the gremlin.
And it allows World Showcase here at Epcot to each place have a Cars attraction over time.
Exactly. They could transform World Showcase.
Yeah, World Showcase will be Cars Land.
Horrified.
2.
Cars Land 2.
No,
or would it be Cars 2 Land?
I wouldn't want that to happen.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But I am excited about this movie. I'm really excited about this movie. I want you to take me to Dine and Screen for Cars if they make it available.
That would be the greatest. Cars 2 Land, the first land that's a sequel.
But I'm sorry, I really do find the fact that they sell Cars 2 organic t-shirts very funny. Because, I'm sorry, it's a celebration of all that is
diesel.
You know, yes, exactly, and organic tea.
Is Cars 2 going to make more money than Toy Story 3?
No.
I can't imagine that it will, but boy, do I wish it would.
Do you know 5 of the top 10 movies last year were animated?
Yes.
Oh, you have to share your WF fanboy. You have to share your WFTV. Here, let me try that again.
I didn't know I could do that on the podcast.
You have to share your WFTV Casey Anthony cutaway moment. Because it was too awesome.
So, as you were all patiently waiting for our Casey and Anthony coverage.
I hope none of the jurors are listening to this. It's all safe. I can listen to that.
Nothing about the case here.
No, nothing at all.
I really couldn't care less. But so I was watching – WFTV was on our local ABC affiliate, and they go in – I don't know if it's gavel to gavel or highlight to highlight or whatever, but they're showing the Casey Anthony trial during the day. The Casey Jr. Anthony trial. And so they, you know, they're explaining, okay, you know, we're showing this because we think this is a historic case for Central Florida, yada, yada, yada. So if you want to watch your soaps, you can go to abc.com, watch them on SoapNet, or quite frankly, get used to it because they're not going to be on anymore.
That's just harsh. How harsh is that? That's awesome.
You know, when you say something like that, you're just asking to get bombarded with tweets.
I love that.
I think right now I just got five save AMC OTOL.
What's happening to the theater?
No. All My Children and One Life to Live. No.
Okay, AMC and AMC, the TV channel, drive me crazy too.
Which, by the way, AMC, the TV channel, has a really, really great serial program. It's violent. It's at 10 o'clock. But
General Mills?
But it, I know, but it's just funny. What's it called? I'm watching. It's Mad called Man? The Killing. I really like it.
The Killing is violent?
As I inch over to Captain John.
No, it's a program that it moves at a snail's pace. It's like, what, a week?
It kills time.
Yeah, no, totally. It's the investigation of a high school student's murder. But it moves it very slowly because there's a lot of exploration of the people involved
it's
in
character
it.
Character driven.
Yeah, but not in
USA?
a soap opera style. It's really interesting.
We're hoping it had more answers at the end than Lost, though.
Yeah.
They're all dead.
But the funny thing about it is, it's on AMC, American Movie Classics. It's based on a Danish program that was shown
American.
On the BBC and did really well. And it's not a movie, nor is it classic.
I think Magico214 or one of his ilk tweeted the other day, "Why does MTV have a movie awards?" Same kind of.
Why does TV Land show movies?
Why do you park in a driveway and drive in a parkway?
Military intelligence. Jumbo shrimp. Yes?
Jumbo shrimp.
Remember Fanboys Disney Myths?
Yes.
Aww. Okay.
Think of one for next week.
Yeah. I have a few. Hey, so we've heard that some of the Disney princesses are going to be celebrated in this year's Disney Legends, but they haven't officially announced that, so I don't know if it's true, but it's what we've heard. So keep your ears peeled for that announcement. Oh, yeah, you don't say ears peeled, do you?
No, you keep your eyes peeled.
You keep your ears to the grindstone. No. Nose to the grindstone, ear to the ground.
You work your feet to the nubs. Knee grease.
Oh, boy. Anything else, Rebecca?
I'm sorry. No, that's it. I keep adding stuff. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
I've been out of the Disney loop for a while now because I've been the headquarters of the LP have relocated, and so we're up to our noses.
And, up in the attic now.
up to our noses in boxes and packing materials, and thankfully.
Don't you mean up to your eyes?
No, because then you can't see anything because the box is up to my has to be up to my nose. So I can still see.
Actually, Fanboy's nose is above his eyes.
Little known fact.
That's why I don't do podcasts.
That's the Disney myth for.
That's why we don't let any pictures be shown of Fanboy.
I am not
but
an animal.
Thankfully, we are out of the old location and in our new location, and now it's just a matter of putting everything in its place. But we love our new location.
We
can still hear fireworks, so that's good.
Some of the neighbors are annoying, but we like
the
place.
Yeah, it's okay.
Last week, I went on a little tirade about Song of the South.
Yeah, you did.
I would just like to say I stand by every word I said, but I do want to make some clarifications. James Basket. Is that really his name? Basket.
Yeah, because this is going to help your case.
Is it Basket or is it Bassett? It's Basket. Okay.
Is it Basket or Bassett?
I don't know.
No, it's probably Basket because it's a Bassett hound.
It's a basketball.
No, but I would remember better if his name wasn't Bassett, like Bassett Hound.
James Basket did win an Oscar, as we discussed. It was an honorary Oscar, as Rebecca surmised, in 1948. It was not the first anything as I thought it might be. But he won an honorary Oscar for his able and heartwarming characterization of Uncle Remus, friend and storyteller to the children of the world. And he was the first Disney actor to win an Oscar. So for Disney to kind of get behind him and release this movie, I think would be a good thing. Also wanted to clarify something I hadn't heard. I'm sure everyone else knew this. I didn't know this, but this movie actually took a lot of heat when it came out in 1946. The NAACP was against the movie, even back then. So this isn't just like In fact, Wikipedia says, I think it was Wikipedia, I'm not sure, someone said that they have no position on it now, but they were against it then. So I don't think I named them specifically, but, you know, for whatever it's worth, I just wanted to make sure that was clear. And I still stand behind every word I said last week.
Despite the wrong ones.
Release the hound. Excuse me, the ball.
Yeah.
Basket. Anyway. Gotcha. Is that it?
I guess so.
Podcast at place.com 866-718-9408. Post a message on the discussion boards. If you like this week's episode, I am newbie, Prince Eric Mosley. This is the LPP. If you didn't, Michael K. Lee, Aladdin, the musical spectacular. Bye-bye.